Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. I'm Dan Hyman. An internal Justice Department probe found the FBI cut corners but was not biased in the Russia investigation that led to Robert Mueller being named as a special counsel. Attorney General William Barr is attacking the Justice Department Inspector General's report, but critics of Barr and President Donald Trump say it proves what they've said all along, that Trump is pushing right-wing conspiracy theories to distract from his own wrongdoing. Meanwhile, the Intelligence Committee lawyer who led the separate Ukraine inquiry testified to the House Judiciary Committee drawing up articles of impeachment. Daniel Goldman said Trump extorting dirt on political rivals from the government of Ukraine represents a clear and present danger to our free and fair elections and to our national security. If you're stuck in your car commuting right now, frustrated and watching the taillights in front of you, don't feel alone.
More workers are stressed out before they even get to the office, according to a new survey of 2,800 workers by the staffing firm Robert Half. Stress has been linked to numerous negative long-term health impacts, and Eric Kimball with the firm conducting the poll says there's more than workers' health at risk.
It does impact bottom lines. Productivity, morale, that's something that businesses have to pay attention to.
Among the 28 U.S. cities in the survey, respondents in Austin were the most stressed out about their trip to and from work, alongside drivers in Los Angeles, Miami, Phoenix, and San Diego. Kimball says some businesses have turned to strategies including telecommuting, while others are reluctant, fearing unsupervised employees in pajamas reorganizing their refrigerators on company time. I'm Eric Galatis.
According to a new report from Ohio, as the poverty rate in the census tract where you live increases, your life expectancy decreases.
Research associate Kate Warren notes there are major differences throughout Ohio, ranging from 61.6 years old in a part of Steubenville to 89.2 years old in exurban Stowe.
It's really shocking how wide those disparities are. Health has a lot more to do with our community than we often think about, a lot more than how often we're seeing a doctor.
The research also found life expectancy tends to be lower in areas with a higher percentage of Black residents than in neighborhoods with majority white populations. Mary Sherman reporting.
A church in California is using its Christmas nativity scene for sharp commentary on immigration policy. Claremont United Methodist, east of L.A., put Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus in separate chain-link fence cages topped with barbed wire. The infant is wrapped in a Mylar blanket, like those given to migrants in detention at the southern border. This is PNS. Voters in the U.K. are making a big choice in Thursday's election. Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson is looking for a mandate to get Brexit done, as he puts it, at all costs. Opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says they will take back over utilities and industries that had been privatized and put in place a 32-hour work week if they gain power. Major third parties include the anti-Brexit Liberal Democrats, the pro-Brexit Brexit Party, and the Scottish National Party, among others. Volodymyr meet Vladimir. In Paris, Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held their first face-to-face talks in an attempt to tackle the 5.5 years of conflict in eastern Ukraine. 13,000 people have died in the war, but most observers expect modest progress rather than a breakthrough. Adding the price of carbon pollution to New York's wholesale energy market, including health and climate impacts, would help the state meet its clean energy goals, according to a new report, and do it with little or no new cost for consumers.
Ann Reynolds, who heads the Alliance for Clean Energy New York, the group that authored the report, says carbon pricing factors the cost of pollution directly into the market price of power that's generated by burning fossil fuels.
This is a way to attract renewable energy developers, builders, investors to New York State because they would be realizing some benefit from being clean generation.
She adds that if New York initiates this first-in-the-nation carbon pricing plan, it also would save the state money in meeting its goal of 70% renewable energy by 2030. The report says with state support, the plan could be implemented quickly and cost-effectively with little to no consumer impact. For Public News Service, I'm Andrea Sears.
Like rural areas in many states, parts of North Carolina are badly lacking in mental health services. But a new effort funded by the federal government and led by the University of North Carolina is trying something new, training 70 primary care nurse practitioners to provide that help exclusively in rural areas.
Dr. Victoria Soltis-Jarrett is leading the effort and says mental health needs in the state are outpacing the number of healthcare providers.
The mental health system in North Carolina is overwhelmed. Not that it's broken, it's just inundated with referrals because primary care does not know how to manage these individuals.
Soltis-Jarrett adds that in the southeastern part of the state, natural disasters have compounded stress from the opioid crisis. She says allowing nurse practitioners to provide health care without oversight from physicians could allow nurses to expand their services even more. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
I'm Dan Hyman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.